Welcome to the Rural Touring Guide, how to take your show on the road, audio version. If you would prefer to read along whilst listening, please download the read-along version from our website. About. The Rural Touring Guide was published in August 2025. It is aimed at artists interested in learning about rural touring, but also suitable for touring schemes and volunteer promoters alike. The guide was written by Creative Arts East on behalf of the National Rural Touring Forum, or NRTF. The audio version is produced by Eloquent Productions on behalf of NRTF. Find the Rural Touring Guide online at nrtf.org.uk. Please note that all details were accurate at the time of creation and are subject to change. The Rural Touring Guide is supported by funding from Arts Council England. Contents. Section 1, Introduction. Section 2, The Basics. Section 3, Getting Started. Section 4, Bookings and Events. Section 5, Important Considerations. Section 6, Further Reading. Writing for the stage in 2025, Lynn Gardner said, "People who would never travel to the fringe to see a show and who may have little pre-interest in dance and experimental performance came to see it because it was in their village hall. Many people have a local theatre, but how many think of it as their theatre, I wonder?" Section 1, Introduction. A note from Holly Lombardo. Rural touring is one of the most unique and powerful ways of connecting artists with communities. It brings high-quality professional work into village halls, pubs, libraries, and community spaces, often in areas with little access to cultural activity. What makes rural touring so special is the way it flips the traditional model. In urban venues, the artist invites the audience in. In rural touring, the audience invites the artist into their space. This creates a shared experience that is deeply personal and rooted in place. It is a forward-thinking sector, leading the way in expanding access, growing new audiences, and demonstrating how touring can be truly inclusive. It is also a model of environmental responsibility, with shorter travel routes and shared infrastructure, making it one of the most sustainable ways to tour. This guide will help you understand how it works and why it matters. I'm excited for you to discover the magic of rural touring. Holly Lombardo, Director, National Rural Touring Forum, 2018 to 2025. A note from Elizabeth Freestone. Welcome to the wonderful world of rural touring. Whether you're new to the sector or familiar but would value a refresher, this is an invaluable guide to the most dynamic and rewarding creative experience you're likely to have. Rural touring is built upon community. Communities of artists and companies who value direct, idiosyncratic, personal audience interactions. Communities of promoters who care about quality professional work that makes a cultural contribution to the life of their neighbourhood. Communities of audiences who deserve and expect exhilarating artistic experiences. And communities of touring schemes and adjacent organisations who act as the connecting tissue between them all, through facilitating conversations, empowering decision-making, and helping bring great art to everyone, wherever they are. In my experience, rural touring is the most progressive, resourceful, sustainable, and socially inclusive mode in which to make art. The Rural Touring Network cares about society and about each other, and thrives on ingenuity and collaboration. Leave your assumptions at the door and let your journey begin. Elizabeth Freestone, Associate Director, Royal Shakespeare Company. Section 2, The Basics. What is rural touring? Rural touring is the process of bringing professional live performances, such as theatre, music, dance, or comedy, to community spaces like village halls, churches, pubs, libraries, schools, and outdoor areas in locations outside of the major urban settlements. The approach connects artists with audiences in small, often remote communities, typically through a collaboration between touring schemes, local residents, and professional performers. The goal is to provide high-quality arts experiences for people that may not otherwise have access to these. Dawn Badland of Applause Rural Touring says, "Rural touring is about bringing professional arts into isolated communities, whether it's rural or not. Often people don't have easy access to venues and don't necessarily consider themselves arts attenders. They go to events out of curiosity, to support the local community, and they really like to see life in the place they live." Who is involved? Artists and companies. Professional touring artists or companies who have work appropriate to the specifications and needs of community venues and outdoor spaces. Community promoters and programmers. Sometimes known as hosts, these are groups of people living and or working directly in communities, aiming, mostly voluntarily, to put on high quality events and activities with and for their neighbours. Audience members. Audiences vary depending on location and the type of show. A traditional rural touring audience is often made up of people who are not typical or regular arts attendees, but attend to support their community, socialise with their friends, and have an enjoyable night out in their village or town. They are usually hyperlocal and travel short distances to the host venue. Touring schemes. Touring schemes act as a link and enabler between artists and promoters. They select a range of suitable work and present that as a menu for community promoters to choose from, updating the selection at least every year. All schemes work slightly differently, with different sized teams and slightly different models. With investment from funders like Arts Council England, Arts Council of Wales, Creative Scotland, the National Lottery, and local authorities, schemes offer financial support to promoters in the form of subsidy, so that they can afford to host high quality work and artists can receive fair and proper pay. Typical venues. From simple wooden huts with minimal plug sockets to brand new community centres equipped with sound and lighting technology, each rural touring venue is unique. Some schemes have small arts centres or local theatres within their promoting network, but these are much rarer and not representative of standard rural touring venues, which often seat between 40 to 100 audience members, may not have a separate green room, box office, bar or loading bay, have limited get-in time due to other daytime usage like preschools or Zumba, are without a stage or lighting rig. Over the last decade, touring schemes have expanded the range of community spaces they partner with to include public spaces like libraries, pubs, and outdoor areas. These spaces are rapidly becoming thriving and essential venues for hosting shows, engaging entirely new audiences beyond the traditional village hall setting. Rural touring performances could take place in traditional village halls, pubs, small arts centres, churches, libraries, schools, outdoor spaces. How does it work? There are a number of rural touring schemes operating across the UK. Though united by common goals, each scheme operates slightly differently. However, most follow a similar pattern of operation. 1. Artists apply to tour with a scheme. Artists and companies apply to each scheme individually to be featured in their selection menu for promoters. Schemes will usually ask for similar information about your company and the show to help them decide if it's right for their venues. Each scheme has its own application timeline. Some offer a year-round rolling application process. Others have specific application windows to watch for. Applying to a scheme does not guarantee your show will be included on a menu or booked by a promoter, but it does provide an artist with wide visibility from a number of potential bookers. Many schemes accept artist applications, curate their menus, and manage the administration of their bookings via email or application forms. However, online event management systems such as Eventatron are becoming increasingly common. Be sure to check how each scheme operates, as some may have crossover systems which can minimise your time as an artist applying. 2. Schemes curate menus. Programmers at each scheme will filter down the applications to curate a varied, high-quality menu of work for their promoters to choose from. This will include the information you have provided, along with other information about your show that the scheme thinks will be relevant to pass on to promoters. Programmers will do their research on the company by seeing the work wherever possible and/or liaising with other programmers. 3. Menus are sent to promoters. Promoters will spend time selecting the shows they would like to host in their venue, often meeting with their village hall committees or volunteer groups to help make the decision. Some schemes have a limit on how many shows a venue can book with subsidy per year or per season, so they're keen to ensure the show they select is suitable for their community. Some schemes host showcase days, where they bring promoters together either in person or online to talk through the work in each new menu, showing trailers, or even inviting selected artists to showcase excerpts of their work. 4. Artists and shows are selected. Once promoters have made a decision, they will contact the scheme and/or artist with the dates they would like to host their chosen show. Some schemes have booking windows in which promoters need to make their selections, while others operate on an as and when basis. 5. Bookings are confirmed. From here, there is often some back and forth to get all the details in place, such as confirming the date and time, or organising consecutive dates if applicable. Once this is finalised, the scheme will raise a contract with the artist and the promoter. 6. Marketing the event. Then it's time to confirm ticket prices and box office information and begin marketing the event. Some schemes ask for posters and flyers from the company, which they can overprint with the specific promoter details. Others create new bespoke marketing materials in partnership with the company. The scheme may then post the agreed amount of marketing materials to promoters who lead on the distribution across their community. In rural touring, word of mouth is the most successful marketing mechanism. 7. Hosting the event. On the day of the event, the venue will be opened for you by one or two, usually voluntary, promoters. Throughout the get-in, they will be joined by two to three others who will be tasked with setting out the seating, box office table, and refreshments area or raffle, ready to welcome your audience. An audience member in Dorset said, "Having high-quality arts performances of all types in rural communities is critical, where the nearest equivalent will often be at least 1 hour away by car, and much further by public transport." Why rural tour? Performer David Min says, "Rural touring is an incredible asset to artists of all genres, introducing them to a different type of audience and a different way of touring. Any artist who has not had the pleasure and experience of rural touring is definitely missing out." Artists love rural touring. It can be very different to touring to traditional theatres or conventional arts venues in a unique and special way. Here are just a few reasons you might consider bringing your show to rural and community venues. 1. Connection with audiences. There is no other touring model which connects you quite as directly and immediately with audiences as performing in community spaces. It is a great opportunity to hear what audiences think. They usually love chatting to you after the show. 2. Guaranteed fees. It's becoming increasingly common for mainstream theatre venues to offer companies box office splits instead of guaranteed fees, which involves an element of risk as you never know what your take-home will be. Many rural touring schemes offer artists a guaranteed fee per show, so you can be safe in the knowledge that your contracted fee is the one you'll take home after performing. 3. Reaching different audiences. Rural touring audiences are less likely to frequent other arts and cultural spaces, which is one of the reasons why bringing high-quality work to them is so important. Reaching underserved audiences is a rewarding and progressive experience. It can inform the creation of new work and be beneficial for funding applications. Rural touring provides more than just entertainment. It boosts well-being by reducing social isolation and strengthens communities by turning local venues into vibrant cultural spaces. It supports the local economy, generating income through ticket sales, hospitality, and increased footfall in the area. It supports the environment by reducing the need for audience members to take long car journeys to see exciting professional performances. With volunteers, artists, and touring schemes working together, Rural touring creates meaningful, inclusive experiences right on people's doorsteps for the good of the community. Reach. Each year, the rural touring sector typically represents more than 25 member schemes, over 2,000 artists, more than 2,000 promoters, over 1,400 venues, more than 250,000 audience members, and over £1 million in box office sales. What to expect? How does rural touring differ from other types of touring? Hosting arts events in rural locations comes with a set of quirks, which are good to be aware of in advance. These include travel. Rural touring often involves travelling to remote locations or areas which can be hard to access via public transport. Phone signal may be limited, so ensure you're travelling in a suitable vehicle and have mapped out your routes and service stations in advance. Accommodation. Whilst some promoters provide accommodation for artists, you should expect to arrange this yourself. Often promoters know a good local B&B that can put you up. Be sure to check in with promoters in good time after contracting in case they can offer any helpful suggestions. Venue facilities. It's unlikely you'll have your own dressing room, but promoters will aim to find you a suitable space within the venue to get ready, so you have some privacy before your performance. Food. Many promoters are more than happy to ensure you're fed and watered during your visit, including sometimes providing a home-cooked meal. Let them know your arrival time, refreshment preferences, and any dietary requirements well in advance. It's also worth checking where the nearest shops or pubs are, just in case. Enthusiastic promoters and audiences. This show might be the only professional event this community has all year, and they've likely been planning it for months, so you can be sure they'll greet you with a warm welcome. Be sure to do the same and embrace their enthusiasm whilst you're staying and performing in their space. Promoters and audiences really appreciate the opportunity to talk to visiting artists about their work after the performance. But do make it clear what you're comfortable with ahead of time. Why not visit a show happening at your nearest rural touring venue and see what it's all about? Speak to your local scheme to arrange a visit. Section 3. Getting started. Your work. Sue Roberts of Arts Service says, understanding and a genuine commitment to the ethos of rural touring is often more important, or as important, as having previous experience working in rural venues. However, the product is critical. It has to be top quality and appropriate because venues recognise quality and they deserve it. When it comes to programming, schemes aim to curate a varied selection of performances suited to a variety of venues and audiences. This means considering a broad mix of art forms, scale, and cost. Art form. Different types of performances thrive in different spaces. For instance, children's and family events work well in libraries, while theatre and music performances are a great fit for village halls. Schemes strive to offer a balanced mix, from entertaining crowd-pleasing acts to more thought-provoking, ambitious pieces. Key art forms include theatre, dance, music, children and family performances, outdoor and street theatre, poetry, spoken word, and storytelling. Scale. Schemes look for a range of performance sizes, from intimate solo acts that might use only a freestanding spotlight, to multi-performer ensembles with inventive, adaptable sets. This variety ensures promoters can choose acts that suit their specific needs, whether a small pop-up show for a daytime festival or a full-length evening production. Cost. The price of your work can be a deciding factor in whether a scheme will put it on their menu and whether a promoter will book it in their venue. The cost will usually relate to the scale of the show, and schemes will often present a variety of differently priced work to ensure there is something affordable for all promoters. If you're unsure if your work is priced correctly and accessible for rural touring, speak to schemes in advance of applying. Planning touring costs. When pricing up your show, remember to think about all the costs associated with touring. This will usually include accommodation, depending on time of show and travel distance. Living costs, e.g. expenses for meals. Van hire, fuel, and parking. equipment hire. Consumables, items you'll use and replace as you tour. Performers and technical crew fees. If you're unsure how much to pay your touring team or how to estimate travel and accommodation costs, start with the Independent Theatre Council guidelines. These provide minimum recommended rates to help ensure fair pay across the industry. For shows with larger casts, those specifically designed for smaller audiences, or those travelling further distances, the cost of producing and touring can be higher per show than a touring scheme can usually cover. In these cases, you may need to secure additional funding, from Arts Council England, for example, to meet the full amount. If your tour dates depend on this funding, let the scheme know as early as possible. While provisional tour dates aren't confirmed until contracts are signed, they can still be used as valuable match funding if both you and the scheme are in agreement. Some artists offer a reduced fee for consecutive bookings with the same scheme, based on the reduced travel costs of staying in one area for several nights. However, these bookings are usually not in the same venue, but across different community spaces within the designated area or patch. If you're just getting started with budgeting a tour, or need advice with scoping the costs or fundraising, the NRTF is there to help, and you can visit their website for more information. Checklist for artists. Some schemes appreciate a digital tour pack, so they can clearly see all the details about your offer in one place. However, even if you don't have a digital tour pack, you'll need to have all the following information about your show to hand when applying or speaking to schemes. Basic information and assets. A synopsis about your show. Key themes or selling points. Trailers or filmed clips. High-resolution show or marketing images. Press reviews, quotes, or audience feedback. Key requirements. Running time. Age, suitability or target audience. Get-in and get-out times. Minimum performance space. Height, width, and depth. Technical requirements. Ideally self-sufficient. Additional information. Enhanced offer. Workshops, Q&A, special intro. Accessibility. Perhaps your show has integrated sign language or is particularly suited to neurodivergent audiences. Show fee, including VAT, travel and accommodation. If you would like to download your own tour pack template, please go to our website and search Tour Pack Essentials. Getting a gig. Once you've got your show ready to go, you can use the NRTF website to locate the various member schemes operating across the country. And then you can visit their websites to find out how to apply. You can also join the NRTF as a member and have direct access to their programmer contact list, menu timelines, and more. Section 4, Bookings and Events. You're booked. What happens once your show has been booked by a promoter? Though each scheme has its own process, once your booking is confirmed, you will usually receive a contract to sign before ironing out any on-the-day logistics with the promoter or scheme in advance of the event. This is often where the promoter's contact details are passed on. The contract will confirm your fee and the scheme's cancellation policy, so it's important to read this carefully and raise any questions as soon as possible. Need help with marketing? The NRTF offers media and PR support for schemes, touring companies, venues, and artists. Find out more on the NRTF website. Event marketing. Once the event is booked and confirmed, it's time to start marketing. Your tour pack may already include useful marketing assets for the scheme and promoter, but if not, it's highly beneficial to have a marketing pack or assets ready to share. In rural areas, event promotion relies heavily on printed posters, flyers, social media posts, and local event listings. Word of mouth is also a powerful tool, so providing high-quality materials can significantly boost interest and attendance, and also help you get booked in the first place. It's important to note that schemes offer varying levels of marketing support. While some have in-house marketing teams, many do not. In these cases, supplying high-quality poster templates for overprinting can be especially valuable. Ideal assets to provide: poster and flyer templates or access to design files for schemes to edit. Production or rehearsal photos, trailers or behind-the-scenes videos, press, reviews, quotes, or feedback. Payment. Payment works differently across the schemes. In most instances, the scheme pays you the agreed fee after the performance on receipt of an invoice. This information should form part of your contract or accompanying information. It's showtime! As your event approaches, this suggested timeline may be helpful to follow. 1 to 2 weeks before, touch base with the promoter to discuss final arrangements, such as checking ticket sales. It helps to know what to expect and can guide your setup or interaction style. Clarifying venue details. Get a clear description or floor plan if needed, and double-check key tech info, power, lighting, blackouts, sound setup, sight lines, and space for your set if needed. Confirming timings. Start and finish time, interval, especially if there's food, and anything that might affect your runtime. On the day. Arrive on time. You'll have arranged a suitable time with the promoter, but we'd recommend you leave a good couple of hours to get set up. Be friendly and flexible. The promoter may be new to rural touring as well, so work with them to set up, check timings, and discuss if an introduction or thank you speech is appropriate. Stay present and adaptable. Things might not go exactly to plan. That's part of the charm. Remember, you're not just performing, you're a guest in the community. Be warm, sociable, and respectful. Enjoy it. Rural touring is full of surprises. Embrace the quirks and have a brilliant show. Give thanks. Take the opportunity to recognise everyone who helped make the event possible, including the promoter or venue host, your audience, and the touring scheme too. After your show, you can expect a curious audience who'll want to chat, share feedback, and maybe peek behind the scenes. The local team will be tidying up, stacking chairs, doing the dishes, and might even offer a hand with your pack down. Take your time, enjoy the moment, and be part of the community you've just performed for. 1 to 2 weeks after. Many touring schemes have a formal feedback process for both you and the promoters, often requiring specific information to be shared with funders. If you'd like to learn more about the feedback received, you'll need to contact the scheme directly. Serco Rumbaba said the promoter was absolutely over the moon with the turnout, especially as they've never had a show in this community centre before, and she came up against some initial resistance from the centre committee members. After the incredible reaction and positive feedback from the audience, she's now very keen to have more night out events here. Section 5, Important Considerations. Think green. The Theatre Green Book is an essential guide for creating environmentally sustainable productions and tours. It provides practical advice on building eco-friendly shows, covering key aspects like sustainable materials, food, recycling, and travel. By using this resource, you can make informed decisions to reduce your environmental impact and ensure that both the production process and the touring experience are as sustainable as possible. Accessibility and inclusivity. When developing a show, it's worth thinking about accessibility and inclusion early on and exploring what practical steps you can take to ensure your work can be experienced by a broad range of audiences. This might involve creating work that speaks to or includes underrepresented communities and ensuring a range of stories and voices are reflected on stage, offering touch tours for visually impaired audiences, integrating BSL or signing, and using creative captioning are just some of the ways to make performances more accessible. By being proactive and thoughtful, artists can help make rural touring more inclusive, relevant, and engaging for everyone. New technologies. While rural touring remains rooted in tradition, you may like to explore and embrace new technologies when creating and sharing your work. This should ideally be done in collaboration with the scheme or promoters to ensure it is fit for purpose. You may consider utilising tools like AI for creative development, or VR for immersive experiences. Live streaming and event recordings can extend the reach of performances beyond physical venues, while creative captioning and other digital access tools help make shows more inclusive. However, always bear in mind that access to reliable Wi-Fi and broadband is a regular challenge experienced by rural communities. So digital approaches should be planned with these limitations in mind. International artists. The opportunity to tour to rural communities and other small-scale spaces is often available to international artists, and many schemes are open to and experienced in supporting international artists across their networks. The practical details of each international tour are particular to the context of the visiting artist. However, overarching considerations for international touring to the UK include funding and fundraising. It is the responsibility of the visiting artist to generate the necessary funds to support their international tour. However, UK schemes can support this by providing in-principle match funding through penciled dates with promoters. To generate this kind of commitment, artists should contact schemes at least 12 to 18 months in advance of their planned visit. Work permits and visas. International artists must have the correct documentation in place before visiting the UK for work. Network of contacts to build a tour. Rural touring schemes are well connected and collaborative. If a scheme is hosting an international artist, they're usually very happy to help open up the touring offer to neighbouring schemes and other partners across the country. Do not be afraid to ask if they will help to generate more dates or act as a liaison between you and other partners. Flights, accommodation, and local transport. These are the administrative and financial responsibility of the visiting artist. Often, rural touring schemes work with promoters far away from urban centres, meaning that transport links to and from an airport are limited. Often there is a need for car or van hire with rural touring in the UK. Section 6. Further reading. Articles. Article 1. Title. Village Halls Can Help Theatre Rethink Its Connection to Audiences. By Lynn Gardner. From The Stage, 2025. Article 2. Title. It Takes a Village. Should We Be Paying Greater Attention to Rural Shows? By Lynn Gardner. From The Stage, 2023. Article 3. Title. I'm a Convert to No Frills Rural Touring. It Deserves Our Respect. By Ben Duke. From The Stage, 2020. Article 4. Title. Rural Touring Could Offer the Quickest Route Out of Lockdown. By Lynn Gardner. From The Stage, 2020. Article 5. Title. Not Cozy, Not Safe, No Tractors. The Play's Redefining Rural Theatre. By Lynn Gardner. From The Guardian, 2016. Resources. Resource 1. Title. A Wider Horizon. Creative Arts East and Rural Touring. By Francois Matarazzo. Available to download at creativeartseast.co.uk. Resource 2. Title. Artist Guide and Libraries Information Resource at AMA Culture Hive. Available to download at culturehive.co.uk. Websites. 1. Website address, acre.org.uk. Action with Communities in Rural England. 2. Website address, nrtf.org.uk. National Rural Touring Forum. 3. Take Heart Rural Touring Model Carbon Assessment. Available to download by searching Take Heart, Going Green. You've been listening to the Rural Touring Guide, How to Take Your Show on the Road, audio version, produced by Eloquent Productions on behalf of NRTF. The guide was written by Creative Arts East on behalf of the National Rural Touring Forum. Please note that all details were accurate at the time of creation and are subject to change. The Rural Touring Guide is supported by funding from Arts Council England.